Let's begin now.
How are you doing, Ann? You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, dear?
I got a Kohler sink in my bathroom. Hang on, Lou. Sir, get your dog, please, and get it off my property. Come on, buddy. Sorry, Lou.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
No matter what you're doing, Lou's here to help till 10. Give us a call on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's right. 7:17 in the morning. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Rogers Roofing, Permaseal Basement Systems, and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning, everybody. Glad to be back. Took last Saturday off. Thanks to Brian Noonan for sitting in. Brian is the best. I love Brian Noonan. He's super funny and... he's just got tons of energy, and he's just a terrific guy. So listen to Brian on Sunday nights because he does a really good show. And Jim Tate was up here. Jim Sullivan with Tate Enterprises, like I said, and Mike Holmes with Creative Carpentry. Thank you, two gentlemen, for sitting in for me last weekend, and Lindsay for producing it. Morning, Sam and Doma T. Nice to have you both here this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go right to the calls. This is Lynn in Aurora. Lynn, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic.
Good. So I have a question about replacing my front entryway door.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's better to replace the whole frame in the door or just the door.
What does the frame look like?
It's in pretty good shape.
Yeah. And do where the locking mechanism is and everything, is that pretty good shape too?
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
All right. And who's going to do this work?
I'm probably going to have somebody do
it. Okay. The thing is this. What's the age of that door in the house?
Well, I've been in the house about 16 years, okay. So it's at least that year.
And when I look at your front door, is it just a front door? Does it have a side light or, you know, tell me all that stuff.
Yeah, it's just the front door.
Okay. More than likely, you will get more a more energy-efficient tight fit if you replace the whole thing, frame and all. And quite frankly, okay, the labor to do that would probably be cheaper.
Okay.
All right. And you've got a couple of ways to go here. If you want to see some really nice entry doors at a pretty good price, you need to go out to Builder Supply Outlet.
Okay.
They, what did I do? Hold on, please.
Sure.
I walked in without my, okay. Go to Builder Supply Outlet. Go look at their, take a tape measure. Take a picture, mm-hmm. Take a picture of your door on your phone.
Okay.
And then take a tape measure and measure the outside width of the trim on the doors. So the trim,
okay,
on the vertical side on one to the other, measure that, measure the,
okay,
width of the door itself and the height from the sill to the top of the trim and the door height. And go,
okay,
see those guys out of Builder Supply out and say, I need to look at a new door. And they're going to show you some amazing doors that are pre-hung, and they can also help coordinate somebody to put it on for you.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Steel door or fiberglass? What are pros and cons?
I think a fiberglass door, you're going to be happier with the feel, the tactile side of the feel, and the overall texture, whether you stain it or paint it. A steel door, to me, for an entry door, just seems kind of like I'm walking into a garage.
Okay.
All right. That would be my recommendation.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate your call, Summer. Hey, Lindsay. If I was going to go out to that Builder Supply Outlet, where is that place? Do you know where it's at?
I do. It's 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall.
Yeah.
On Cermak Road in Broadview.
Thank you.
Write it down.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some... this is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Son of a... Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I just watched him in the movie The Founder on the airplane.
Isn't that movie
good? It's really good. And Ray Kroc, in the portrayal in the movie, not such a nice guy.
Jerk.
But it's good. It's put it on your list of things to watch. And Nick Offerman's very good. I mean, he's got a pretty good role in it, but it's really Michael Keaton, who's very good, The Founder.
And for those of you that don't know, that's the story of how McDonald's became a worldwide corporation.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I don't think McDonald's Corporation was too happy with that story.
No.
Right? No, probably not. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. Gloria's in Glenview. Hi, Gloria.
Hi. We have water spots on the ceiling outside our wall in the family room on either side of the fireplace. Years ago, we had the roof replaced.
Okay.
5 months ago, we had our hardy board siding repaired.
Okay.
4 months ago, we had the chimney area resealed. I had the chimney guy come back last week, and he suggested we cut out areas in the ceiling and spray water on the outside wall to see where the water comes in. Well, we don't feel real comfortable doing this on our own, so I don't know. What would you suggest, and who would you suggest?
Okay, so the water spots are on the wall, not the ceiling.
I'm sorry, it's on the ceiling.
It's on the
outside. Yeah, it's on the ceiling.
The ceiling towards the outside walls.
Correct.
Okay, and above that ceiling is what? In other words, is it a second floor or is it a roof?
No, this is our first floor. It's our family room.
Okay, so there's a second floor above that.
Correct.
Okay. And in that area where the ceiling is stained, are there windows that are directly above that area?
I believe there is one in the bedroom.
How about the other side?
No, nothing. We closed that all off. It's a closet now. We had the bedroom remodeled.
And there are spots there, too.
Correct, on either side of the fireplace.
Okay, so there's a good chance that it has something to do with the fireplace, which is masonry, correct? The fireplace is made of brick?
Stone.
Stone, right, masonry, some type of masonry.
Okay.
And so you've got hardy board that is, your siding goes to the stone fireplace. And
correct.
That's all properly, as far as you know, caulked and sealed to the chimney.
Correct.
And we're still getting these spots.
Right.
Your chimney guy's right. I mean, the only way you're ever going to know is if you open up the ceiling, and it probably has something to do with some kind of flashing issue. Now, before you did that, I mean, you probably need some roofing or siding contractor to come out and take a look and make sure that this is all tight. Now, the siding that you had repaired, since you've gotten these spots, have you had the siding guy person back to take a look?
No, but these spots were happening before, and then...
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
This is an ongoing issue.
Correct, and we thought that would help. You know, we just, all these things, we thought, okay, we're going to fix it now. And mm-hmm. It's still happening.
And then when you fixed it all, you, like, patched the holes, and you painted everything, and then everything looked great, and then how quickly did they come back?
No, we didn't. We didn't patch anything because we still weren't sure what was going on. So you can feel that they're still getting wet.
It is wet.
The same. Yeah, correct.
Okay. You need to open up the ceiling, Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
And when you open up the ceiling, don't be like, "Oh, let's open up a little bitty hole." I need a hole that I can put my head up in.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Yeah.
And,
okay.
Well, I mean, because if I'm going to make a hole, I'm going to make a hole. I got to patch a hole, whether it's the size of a quarter or the size of my head.
Right.
And so. When you do that, then on a clear day, you can see forever. On a clear day, they're going to come put a hose on the side of the house and make it leak.
Yeah.
Then we can find out how to fix it. Then we can patch the ceiling.
Okay. So
who do you
get
we
don't
to
know
do
who to turn to for this.
Yeah. Where are you, in Glenview?
Correct.
So two people to try. And you're going to have to wait because it just rained like, you know, Noah was living here again.
Right.
Call either Rogers Roofing or Lindholm Roofing and get estimates. Tell them what you need done. This is, you know, say, I talked to Lou. This is what I need done. They're probably not going to open up your ceiling, so you got to get somebody to do that. Do you have a painting contractor?
No.
That does painting?
No.
Who does all the painting?
Well, we've gone here and there, so we're not committed to anybody that we love.
Got it. So. All right. Well, then you need like a handyman or somebody to come open up the ceiling.
Okay.
And then once the ceiling's open, then the roofing guys will come and, you know, make it leak.
Okay.
Sorry. I know the answer is not always what you want to hear, but, I mean, the thing is that you can go round and round and round, and what worries me about something like this is the fact that it can be a mildew and mold issue, and you do not want to let that go untreated. I appreciate the phone call. 7:31 in the morning.
And now back to the only show I listen to for advice on keeping flying squirrels out of my attic and mold off of my siding, Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Really? I didn't know that. Thank you, Judy. That is a surprise. 7:39 in the morning. Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You're funny. Just do it. This is George in Oswego. Hey, George, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, Lou, you're my hero.
All right. I'll take that. And, how can I help you?
Before the question starts, my grandfather wanted me to tell you that he thinks you are a gentleman, a scholar, and an asset to the community.
Oh, that's very nice. What's your grandfather's name?
George.
George. Thank you, George. I appreciate that. You're named after your grandfather. I like that.
I am. So we have a walkway. It's like a 7 or 8 sidewalk blocks long that goes to the front door. And it sank over time. So we had mud jacking done about a month and a half ago. And the problem is it the way that it sank over time, it didn't sink towards the house. It sank on the side where it's closer to the lawn. And the lawn sort of like matched it, you know, over the years. Now that we've mud jacked it up, it's like 8 or 9 inches over the lawn. And I don't want my grandparents to break their ankles off the side of the thing. So what do you suggest to raise that? Raise the lawn to match the sidewalk. You know, it's about 15 feet long.
Okay.
And I don't know what can be done.
So it's about 15. So this divot that you now have is 15 mm-hmm. feet long.
Correct.
About how wide? You know, if I were to take a 2x4,
about
a foot wide, and then it levels off.
Yeah, the lawn. If you walk off the walkway towards the end of the property, it's sort of like, you know, it sort of gradually goes up and then it plateaus and flattens out about a foot away from the walkway. So it only needs to keep going up, and you know, about a foot off of the walkway and about 7 inches off. You know, the little triangle set. I need to raise the lawn up on that edge.
Were you good at algebra? Were you good at algebra?
I was.
Okay, so I got a 15-foot run.
Uh-huh.
It's 1 foot wide, and I got a 7-inch divot, right?
Yes, so, that's exactly right.
So now I need to figure out how much black dirt I need you to put in there.
Okay, so it's just black dirt over the grass?
So this is what I would do. You're probably going to end up buying my math. I'm trying to do it. My father-in-law is listening. I'm going to get in trouble. Get about a yard. You're not going to want to buy this by the bag. Get a material. Where do your grandparents live?
In Montgomery, in Oswego.
Okay, so you got a material yard out there that you could get a yard of black dirt delivered and dumped on the driveway?
All over the place.
All right, so get a yard of black dirt, shovel that into that divot, and then you're also going to want to get a lawn roller.
Got it.
Okay, and then you're going to roll over the top of this thing, kind of compact it. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to put the black dirt, I want you to compact it until it's about an inch below the concrete that you just mud jacked up.
Okay.
Then you're going to put the rest of the black dirt loose over the top of that to match. Actually, I want the black dirt to hump up a little bit higher than the walkway. Seed it. Cover it with a little more black dirt, just a little bit to cover the seed, and let that seed germinate and everything come up. In the matter of a few weeks, that'll start to hold in. There might be a couple little divots you have to fill in with a bag of dirt here, bag of dirt there, and that's what you'll end up doing to solve the problem.
Wonderful. And that's okay to put that right on top of the
grass? Right on top of the grass. Right on top of the grass.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
No problem.
You are the best.
Well, I'd be better if I came out there and moved the dirt with you, but I'm not going to do that, George. Thank you so much for calling. Hey, here's somebody that's not too far from you. This is Larry in Mokena. Larry, do you know George?
No, I don't.
All right. All right. How can I help you?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
We have a 3-floor townhouse, and the basement is a finished walkout. Main level's got all the main living space on it. The third level is a bedroom, full bathroom, and a loft. We have the hardest time cooling the upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
When the other two levels are, you know,
perfectly
normal. So I'm wondering if there is a ventless portable air conditioner that you can recommend. All the portable air conditioner units I find have a vent, and we have a crank-out windows. We don't have casement windows, so those vents don't fit.
Actually, our new Tulu 2 today is a portable air conditioner, but it's not.
Seriously.
But it's not ventless.
Okay,
how long are we going to stay in that house, Larry?
We just moved here 3 years ago. It's 13 years old. We'll probably be here for a while.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call, you're down in Mokena.
Yes.
I want you to call Dykstra Home Solutions.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to talk to them about installing a splitless or ductless system in your home.
Splitless?
Mm-hmm. So basically what this is, it's a ductless air conditioning system. And so in that bedroom and or loft or both,
yeah,
depending on where you want, they're a Carrier dealer, and Carrier makes these cassettes. They look like little white rectangular cassettes that are going to mount to the wall. They're
okay.
going to drill a 3-inch hole through the wall, and they're going to mount a condensing unit either on the wall or down on the ground below. And these two things will provide you with air conditioning like there's no tomorrow, that if you wanted to, you could hang meat up there.
Wow.
They start at about $3,000.
Oh, okay.
This is not an inexpensive proposition. If you go by, Lindsay, the R2-D2 thing we're going to talk about today, how much is that?
Amazon, it's $539.
So it's $500, but you need to vent
okay.
it. But it isn't going to provide you the type of cooling that something like this. Long term, Larry, this is the way to go.
Okay. Those ventless units, is there any way you can vent them out of a crank out window or just
no,
it
does
double hung?
Oh yeah, you can vent them out of a crank window, but there's a huge adapter that goes in, meaning that you can't see out the window.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right, and then you end up leaving the casement window open, and then when it rains, the top of the window gets soaking wet, and blah, blah, blah. What kind of windows do you have, vinyl or wood?
Vinyl.
Yeah, well, vinyl won't be so bad, but in a rainstorm, water's going to come flying in because it's a huge
yeah.
panel, and then you're looking
yeah,
out of a, essentially a piece of plywood covering your window.
Okay. All right, Dykstra Home Solutions.
Yep.
Splitless, ductless AC unit.
Correct.
I'll give him a call.
All right. I appreciate you calling, Larry. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. When we come back, I was going to save the whole reference to R2-D2 because that's what this thing looks
like.
Well,
I'm pretty sure no one knows what you're talking about when you say that, so you can explain it again.
All right. We'll be right back.
Good morning. Let's return now to the Mr. Fix-It Show with our guy, Lou Manfredini. You are listening to Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I know this lady. That's my Marianne. Thank you, Marianne. 7:50 in the morning.
The voicemail that she left was like 10 minutes. She just kept going on and on and on.
And that woman knows how to talk,
I'm kidding.
Which is really funny.
Well, what was the bit you did with her a couple months ago or a while ago?
5 minutes with
five
Marianne,
minutes.
Right. She wants to know when it's coming back. Problem is she wants 10 minutes. We got lots of people to talk to on this show. 7:50, 7:51 in the morning. All right, time now for our new Tulu 2. Can I tell you something? If you are looking for a portable air conditioner, this is the one you absolutely need to look at, because all this thing does is work, and crank out the cold, cold AC. By the way, our... Yeah, right? Yeah. Is this it right here? Yeah, our Noodaloo 2 is sponsored by ComEd. Take a listen.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
With so many portable AC units on the market these days, it's tough to find one that not only cools your room quickly, but is also not too loud and not an energy hog. Well, the reviews of this week's new Noodaloo 2 seem to be pretty glowing and pretty cool, pun intended, and cover just about all of the above. It's the Frigidaire Gallery. Actually, I think it's officially called the Frigidaire Gallery 12,000 BTU Cool Connect Smart Portable Air Conditioner with Wi-Fi control. But that just took up 5 seconds of this bit, so from here on out, it's the Frigidaire Gallery. The Frigidaire Gallery is a balanced portable air conditioner that's not only powerful at cooling, but also cost-efficient and feature-rich. The Frigidaire Gallery has a modern design, so it won't be an eyesore in the room. You don't even have to leave your couch to change the temperature because it's Wi-Fi controlled and Alexa and Google Assistant controlled. The 360-degree airflow cools your room faster by circulating cool air in an upwards continuous spiral. There's an eco mode that turns the unit on and off at different intervals while remaining at your set temp, saving you energy. It keeps your air clean with the clean air ionizer that removes pollen and impurities from the air using its internal electric air purifier. And it's portable. Although at 78 pounds, I wouldn't just throw this over my shoulder and haul it upstairs. Although there are bottom-mounted caster wheels that let you easily move or wheel from room to room. The unit goes for $649 and can be found at Frigidaire.com or Amazon, where I found you a great deal for only $539 with free shipping. I love to share a good deal. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page. Be sure to check them out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
We are fortunate enough to have a home in southeastern Wisconsin. And in one of the bedrooms upstairs, I've had for a couple years now a portable AC unit like this, similar, installed. And this Frigidaire Gallery, okay, so that's that one. And it works okay. That's all I'm going to tell you. Works okay. So Mike Jakubowski, you know Mike Jakubowski, AC went out in his house. Bunch of guests coming over. And we had this sample we had to try. I go, let's take this thing to their house and install it. So we put this thing out there, and he immediately says, it looks like R2-D2. Okay? It's much taller than the one that we have, the smaller unit.
Wait, so the one that you have installed in your...
It's a different brand. I've had it for a few years. It works.
So that's the one that only
okay.
works.
Okay. It works. Okay. Like, if guests are coming over in that particular bedroom, it's way up at the top. It's exactly what people talk about here, you know. Eventually, I'm going to do that whole cassette thing up there. But for the most part, we are not, the Manfredini family in general, we are not huge air conditioner users, okay? It has got to be hot, hot, hot for the air to go on at our house, just the way it is. So when we have guests over, you know, you want them to be comfortable. So in other words, if you're going to come over, you know the bedroom I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I turn that bad boy on like 2 hours before.
That does work, because I'm usually cold.
Right. But... So this thing is amazing.
The one that's in Mike's house.
Amazing. So really? He fires it up, and the home that they have is a cabin type of home, and he vents it outside. It has the Wi-Fi control. Now they have Wi-Fi. You can turn the thing on and off by your smartphone, okay? And it is just cranking out the cold air, okay? And the way, I mean, just the quality of how it's made, the difference between that one and the one I already have, night and day.
Really?
And essentially the same price point.
I was going to say, so what is the price? We don't have a portable AC.
No. So this is about $500,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I want to say the one that I have from a few years ago, it was in the $400 range.
Got it.
Okay. But here's the thing. The one that I have is kind of loud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the white noise when you're sleeping, some people don't mind. This thing, whisper quiet.
Hmm.
Really?
Awesome.
I have to tell you, when I put the box in the back of the car, I'm like, oh my gosh, this box is huge. And it's heavy. I mean, it's poor. On the wheels, you can move it around no problem. But in the box, it's a pretty big box. But this thing really is something else. The Frigidaire, what's the big long name? The Wi-Fi, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We got to talk to these people like getting some short names. How about the Frigidaire R2-D2 cool machine?
Frigidaire Gallery.
Gallery is the line, yeah.
Right.
It's really nice. You can put it up on the website.
I am. I already
and up on Facebook. Yeah. So check that out. Really, it's really a cool noodaloo too. Hey, did those heavy rainstorms this week cause any damage to your roof? Are you missing a few shingles or seeing water stains on your ceiling? Don't put it off. Call Rogers Roofing today. They'll get you. They'll get to you right away, providing you an honest inspection. Please, everyone. I talked about this. I was on with Pete McMurray on Friday, who was in for Steve. I know a lot of you got flooded. And I know a lot of you have roof damage. There's going to be people knocking on your door saying, hey, I can fix your roof or I can fix your basement. Turn them away. They are going to take you for your money. Please be patient and work with people that you know, people that you hear about on this station. I can vouch for the people you hear me talk about on this station. I'm not just talking about them because they're sponsoring. I'm talking about them because I meet these people. I talk about their business, what they're doing. So when you hear me talk about different roofing contractors or basement waterproofing contractors, whatever, wait for these people so you get the job done right. Call Rogers Roofing before you have any work done. 773-768-3022. That's 773-768-3022. Or visit rogersroofing.com and you can tell them that Lou sent you.
Now back to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. My AI just changed.
It just buzzed the front gate. Quinn wants to know about, ask Sam about the rumors about the three-team trade with the Nationals and what he thinks about it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Is that the trade where the Sox give David Robertson to the Nationals?
I think so.
That's the one. Honestly, I think there's no point in stopping now.
Right.
If you have anybody that can go, it's like when you have a yard sale. You know yard sales. Everything must go.
Everything must go. We're closing our doors once and for all. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ExecutiveGreenCarpetCleaning.com, by WetAndForget.com, and by Fox Home Center. Coming up after 8:30 this morning, this is kind of a cool thing that we're going to talk about. The Chicago Automobile Trade Association, that is the group of all the car dealers, all of them, the ones that put on the auto show, they're putting together today a barbecue that they have been doing for a while to support the USO of Illinois. 100 Chicagoland new car dealers are going to be hosting barbecues for the troops with all the fundraising, all of it going to the USO of Illinois. And this has been something that the Chicagoland Automobile Trade Association has been doing for the last 4 years. So it's really, really a cool event. We're going to talk to Ray Scarpelli, who is the chairman of the Automobile Trade Association, a little bit later on this morning, after 8:30, to talk about that event and where you could go and their website to go and find a dealership that's doing that to help support the USO. We're going to have someone on as well from the USO. And I want to tell you that Tinley Park marks the next stop on the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate. You can join me at Parmesan's Station for a live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show on Saturday, July 29th from 7 to 10 a.m. Get the answers you need to your home improvement questions and enjoy the three P's, pizza, pasta, and pastry. Oh, my gosh. Sam, you're coming to this one, I'm sure. It's going to be at our broadcast, too, with a special discount for your food order at Parmesan Station.
I'm in.
Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com for details. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Barry in Mount Prospect. Barry, you're on WGN. Good morning. Hello,
good
Barry.
Morning. It's my call. Yeah, I'm here.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for taking the call. My daughter moved into a new house about 20 years old in the winter. And on Thursday after the big rain, noticed that there was water leaking from the roof of the garage. Well, inside the garage. I went over there. We saw it was patched once before. We cut a little hole into it where water dripped out, but the duct vent was filled with water.
Okay.
And we don't know what to do.
Okay, wait. So the garage, there's a room above the garage?
Yes, and that's where the furnace is. The furnace and the washer-dryer. We don't think it's coming from the washer-dryer because there was no sign of water.
Okay, so the furnace is above the garage.
Correct.
there's a piece of ductwork that fed something, like a room. The room is a mechanical room?
I don't follow your question.
You said the ductwork was full of water?
Yes, the air conditioning duct, or the return air, whichever duct that runs the width of the garage, is filled with water.
So it's probably not a return air. It was probably a big, it's the supply trunk. Okay, so the furnace is above the garage, and it's a downdraft. It blows down and across?
Yes.
Okay, so it blows down and across. And that water that you saw there was just on one section or the whole length of that run?
Well, we didn't cut any more open except for the 1 foot square.
All right. And when you opened up that 1 foot square, was that where that ductwork was? Was there any insulation around it?
Yes. And that was a little bit wet. That it looked like it's where some of the ductwork, two pieces of ductwork were joined together.
Right.
They had one of the brackets. And that's where the water was dripping down.
Dripping down from. Okay. From the ductwork itself.
Yes.
All right. And, okay. My guess is this is a condensation issue with the AC unit. And that dripping water is, well, there's a couple things that could be going on. When did all this occur, Barry?
Well, she first noticed it Thursday night after all the big rains.
Okay.
So we don't know if it's related to the rains or it's just over the last few months that water might have accumulated in there.
Right. And there's when you go in the mechanical room, there's no evidence of any water up there.
That's correct.
Nothing. Right. Completely bone dry up there.
Correct.
And this mechanical room that's above the... Sorry, I'm just trying to paint the picture here. This mechanical room that's upstairs, is it on an outside wall?
No, it's on an inside wall.
Inside wall. So when I look up, I look around, and what's around that mechanical room? Other rooms?
Yes, it's just in. It's in the hallway.
Yep.
And on the back side of it, it just overlooks where the family room is. So there's no room back there. There's no washrooms attached. It's just
okay.
Length of the hall.
Okay. A couple things that I think could be occurring. There is a drain line for the condensing unit that comes off of there for the condensate line as you're running your air conditioner. That could be clogged. This could just have a, this could be a coincidence that it happened during the big rain. I think it's a condensation issue that has to be addressed. And you probably have to add additional insulation and or have the ductwork sealed to prevent this from happening again.
Okay.
You're probably going to have to open up that ceiling all the way across there to see what's going on. Because if there was that much water dripping, if that's insulated, that insulation is soaking wet, and now we keep it closed up, it's like a safe haven for mildew and mold.
Gotcha. Well, we tried reaching through where we did not open it, and it seemed dry past the point where it was dripping.
Okay.
So I agree with you that we can open it up. But like I said, it just seemed at the scene where the two... The ductwork comes together is
right.
Where the water is
dripping out. So here's the thing, is that if you're going to have someone come out and inspect this, like an HVAC guy, it could be that that seam has separated. And so, in other words, when the AC's running, it's blowing cold air, and that cold air is blowing into that cavity, which is above the garage that's super hot. And, you know, when it rained like crazy, it was really humid. The air is pumping. And the fact that that air is, you know, so close to the furnace, that air is super cold right there. So as it's pumping, it's at its moistest level right there, right? And that's where it can build up that moisture and leak like crazy. So the HVAC contractor is going to want to be able to see that ductwork and be able to make sure all those joints are tight. And you can do some sealing from the outside, but you can also use – have you ever heard me talk about this sealing process called AeroSeal? Okay, AeroSeal is where they come in and they seal the ductwork from the inside out. I'm worried that you may have a bigger breach than even AeroSeal can do, which makes me think that cutting that ceiling across the garage, though a huge pain in the neck, would be the prudent thing to do, in my opinion.
Okay, because you can see there's about a 3 foot catch that the previous owners did, that they said the washing machine leaked, and they had a home inspector come in before they bought the house.
Right.
You know, in the middle of winter, they were rip it all up.
So right, of course.
So they didn't know if that, you know, it could be the same problem, or that could have been just a coincidence in the exact same place. But
I think it's a heating and air conditioning venting issue that needs to be addressed from a moisture perspective, and it's just a coincidence. If there's no evidence of water anywhere else, it's got to be coming from the AC unit. It has to be. I appreciate the phone call. Good luck with that project. I think you can get it done. 8:20 in the morning. Did those heavy storms this week cause numerous power outages across Chicagoland? Were you one of them left in the dark? Invest in a Generac home standby generator from Dykstra Home Services. From sump pumps to refrigeration to air conditioning to security, we're all extremely dependent on electricity. A Generac home standby generator from Dykstra Home Services will give you peace of mind knowing your home will maintain power no matter what Mother Nature throws at us. Call 800-421-3220 or visit DykstraHomeServices.com.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.
Amy, what you want to do?
8:26 in the morning. Here's Ed in Oak Lawn. Ed, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
My wife and I were out in the hot tub discussing my daughter's problem. She has bats in her belfry, actually in her chimney area by the soffit, and we were trying to figure out what to do, and we can't seem to get anywhere with that. And we were wondering if you'd have any ideas of anyone that we could contact that would remove them, because I guess it's illegal to trap and, you know, get rid of them lethally, but they're in the chimney, and she has guano down in the basement where the flue pipe comes out of the wall. And I was just wondering if you had any suggestions on...
So they're living where?
They're living in the soffit area next to her chimney.
And she can see them?
Yes. She has a raised ranch, brick ranch, and we're assuming that they've gotten in through the brick because the guano is down in her basement where the furnace flue pipe would go into the chimney, the brick chimney.
Okay. In that area where you think they're coming in, can you see any kind of hole or anything like that?
Yes, she was out there last night, and the night before she saw four of them come out.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. At night, is this something you're going to help her with?
Well, I'm going to try to.
Okay, so at night, what I want you to do is go there where we get them to come out, and I want you to get a hold of an LED work light. Okay?
Okay.
Nice bright light, and I want you to plug it in. I want you to point it at that hole. They don't like the light. Okay, so
right.
once we think they came out, I want you to put that big bright light there and shine it up in that corner. And I think as they try and make their way to come back, if you can, we need to try and patch that hole.
Would you think that there's a family down in there if there's four of them?
Well, yeah, but that's why we want them to come out at night.
Right. No, I understand it. What about if there's babies down in there?
Well,
I don't know when they have babies. You know?
Yeah, I mean, when the light comes out, I mean, hopefully they're all coming out. I mean, it's a risk you take patching it, right? But, you know, perhaps,
right.
So here's the thing, is maybe what you can do is buy that chimney where the flue is. I'm just wondering if there's any way for you to look inside there. You know, there's a little, you can rent these little cameras that have like a little snake on them with a little, you can rent them. And if you drilled a little hole in the chimney, you could stick this camera in there to see.
Yeah, I thought they were coming down through the top of the chimney where the flue pipe, the liner was, you know.
Right, next to the liner. Well, if it's a liner, I mean, if they're not coming in the chimney.
No, she saw them coming out of the soffit area next to the chimney.
So the next time at night, we need to get up, you know, when it's dark, right, 10 o'clock at night. Now we're thinking they're out at night, right? They're doing their whatever they do, go eating bugs. Shine that big LED light on that corner and leave it there, even all night long, the day as well, bright, close and bright.
Okay.
And they're not going to want to return.
And then give it a couple days, and then if you can, listen down by the chimney, and if you don't hear anything, any activity, seal up the hole. And hopefully they'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, hopefully so, yeah. She's been dealing with this, and we thought it was mice, and we see these little droppings, and finally when she saw them coming out, I said, well, it's not mice droppings, it's guano now. So.
Right, right, right. Give that a try, and I think it's going to work out just fine for you. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Got a leaky faucet? Is your fridge not working? Maybe it's time to call in. You're listening to the Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
Domati's in there. He's just waking up, and he's just moving to Wham. I just saw it. I saw you doing it. Domati's, he's going back and forth. You're too young to listen to Wham. Come on, man. That song came out when you were, I don't even think you were around.
I didn't exist. I was a concept.
I'm going to say that song is 1985.
I think it's 84.
84, 5, something like that.
80-something.
80-something.
80-something. I didn't exist yet. Sam didn't either.
No, no.
He's jamming, though.
That's right. All right, 8:38 in the morning. this is cool. This is a cool event that's happening right now. Right now, today, over 100 dealers are participating in a barbecue. 100 automobile dealers, new car dealers, are going to host barbecues for the troops with all of the fundraising going to the USO of Illinois. Joining me on the phone line right now, both phone lines, I've got Ray Scarpelli, who is with the Chicago Automobile Trade Association and chairman, and Rachel Feinberg, who's the marketing manager for the USO of Illinois. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Lou.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Rachel. Good morning. Ray, before I talk to you, I want to talk to Rachel. Rachel, give us, I think that for a lot of people, we hear that the USO, the USO, we walk through airports and they talk about the USO. Tell people what it is.
Yeah, sure. So the USO is a nonprofit organization that runs throughout Illinois and, of course, throughout the nation. But here in Illinois, we support over 318,000 active duty guard, reserve, and military families annually. We do programs with the community. We do programs for military families. And, of course, as you said, we run our centers in both airports, O'Hare and Midway, and, of course, at Rock Island Arsenal and at Great Lakes Naval Station.
And some of the some of that support that you offer to the active military includes what?
We do programs such as no-do dinners, which is a free meal before payday. We do things with active duty military children. So whether that's a theater event or taking them to a sports game, we also do things with families like when they come back from deployment. We have a camp up at in Wisconsin that we send them to. So there's a lot of great stuff going on.
And this goes back, the USO, I'm hopefully not putting you on the spot, but how long has the USO been around?
Yeah, this year we are 76 years old.
Wow. Wow. And I think for many of us, Ray and I probably remember this, right? We always remember Bob Hope going on these tours, right, to tour the troops as part of the USO, right, Ray?
For sure, you're dating us, Lou. But yeah, I do remember that. That's how you associate the USO for sure, and a certain generation, and we're of that generation,
right?
For sure. But it's a great cause, and certainly the new car dealers in the area have picked up on it and are running with it this year.
Now, Ray, you are part of the Scarpelli family that's been, Ray and Raymond Chevrolet, and I know you've got some other auto dealerships. But this is with the 100 Chicagoland new car dealers, this is across the board. This is any new car dealer, doesn't matter what they're making, you got 100 of them participating today. Tell folks what they may find at a dealer near them.
Yeah, this is really important. If you go on drivechicago.com, you'll see the dealerships that are participating. We're in over 54 communities this year, Lou. It's and like you said, it's all brands, all types, and this is put out by the Chicago Auto Trade Association, which is the area's new car dealer association.
Mm-hmm.
And we teamed up with the USO and over the past 5 years, we've raised $500,000. So what's going on is we're first of all, we're barbecuing, and what we hope to do is raise funds. Not only are we barbecuing, but a lot of guys have gone from barbecuing to classic car shows, to clowns, face painting, dunk tanks. I've seen pies in the face. I've seen petting twos and just guys that have really, guys and girls that have really embraced this, new car dealers, for the USO of Illinois, for the troops and their families. And, you know, these guys really get behind it, and they can rally the support of the community also. So that's what you're seeing.
Rachel, I bet, and I mean, I'm going to just kind of go out on a limb here, but I bet there's a lot of former military members that work within this industry in new car, whether it's sales or maintenance and whatever. So there's got to be a lot of personal, you know, commitment from a lot of those people that work in this industry.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely see that. We definitely have a lot of the car dealerships reach out to us and say, you know, we have a veteran working with us that just got out, and thank you so much. And, you know, we want to thank them, too, because we appreciate all they do, not just for the USO, but for our military community in Illinois.
Right, right. That's awesome. I mean, look, I think that, you know, the push or, you know, the sentiment in general from a society standpoint, where, you know, the shift has always been for many, many years now to really support these troops and these men and women that serve our country in any way that we possibly can. This kind of dedication from the Chicago and new car dealers, obviously partnering with the USO, just makes a lot of sense. And then I'm sure, Ray, as you mentioned, it sounds like a fun family event. So if you're looking for things to do, the website's drivechicago.com, and that's the website that represents all of the dealers in the Chicagoland area, correct, that are part of the association?
That's correct. And you can just go on it today, and you can find a location near you. Please come out, support the USO of Illinois by stopping at by one of these dealerships and have a hot dog, a hamburger. If you have time, go to a couple, because it's a lot of fun. There's a lot going on. And you can also show your support throughout the month, if you can't make it today, by dropping by the service department and drop some change in a change bucket. We have a change drive going on at these dealerships too for USO of Illinois. And if you got, you know, if you're in for an oil change or a quick service or whatever, stop by and put some change in the change bucket and help out that way.
Absolutely.
We'd appreciate it, and so would the USO of Illinois.
Rachel, what is the USO's website in Illinois?
The website here in Illinois is www.usoofillinois.org. So it's all spelled out. And, you know, you can learn more about the programs and services we provide. And, of course, we always are looking for new people to join our volunteer group.
That's awesome. Ray Scarpelli, chairman of the Automobile Trade Association, chairman, and Rachel Feinberg, marketing manager for the USO of Illinois. I appreciate both of you getting up this morning, and I wish you a lot of success for today's event. We'll put all that stuff up on my Facebook page and website as well. Thanks so much, you two.
Thank you, Lou.
Take care. Appreciate you joining us. 8:45 in the morning, Lou Manfredini. Real quick. So if you want to know where the stuff is, as Ray mentioned, go to www.drivechicago.com, and you can find a dealer that's participating. Over 100 new car dealers are participating in this. Sounds like a lot of fun. And you had someone call in that couldn't hang on, that had a question.
I did.
Right.
Her name is Rose, and she's in Berwyn, and she's listening. I'm going to try and get this right because I was scribbling really fast.
Okay.
Her chimney is uninsulated. There's salt coming out of the back. She cleaned it 2 weeks ago, and there's more today. Should she insulate it with a chimney liner? She had it tuck point in a few years ago and is going to have him come back. Should she have him install a liner, and if so, what kind?
If it's if your furnace was relatively new, meaning that it was installed in the last 10 years, and it vents into the chimney, and it's a masonry chimney, which it sounds like it is, and there's no liner, that's where all that salt and efflorescence is coming from. Because new furnaces generate enough heat, and the masonry absorbs that heat that it does generate, and that's where you get that moisture buildup and problematic. So somebody like a Lindemann Chimney Company, this is what they do. They're the chimney people. And so they can put in the liner. When it comes to what type, I mean, you know, there's aluminum, there's stainless. If it's a straight shot, the aluminum ones can save you a little bit of money. If it's got some bends and turns, the thing you have with aluminum is you worry about it kind of kinking or tearing as it goes down. So now they have some, quite frankly, the chimney people like Lindemann have a little bit more expertise and equipment to allow them to literally view what they're installing using cameras so they know exactly what's going into that chimney and can inspect it all to make sure when they make the connection, it's once and for all and done. So based on the question you just asked, absolutely a chimney liner should make the difference. All right, thank you. 8:47 in the morning. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 8:51 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Joyce in Rockford. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Lou. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I'm calling about our Lexanite countertops, which are similar to Corian.
Mm-hmm.
My husband re-sanded and okay. got all the scratches off, but no shine. How do we bring the shine back?
All right, so now it's nice and smooth and looks good.
I think so.
All right. And is it pretty smooth?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tell him to get, what did he sand it with, by hand or with a power sander?
Power sander.
All right. Do you know off the top of your...
Orbital.
All right. Have him go to, where in Rockford. I want you to go buy a brown and a green and a white Scotch-Brite pad.
Okay.
And then I want him to take that orbital sander, cut that. You can buy these pads, right? They're like rectangular in shape. A hardware store should have it. Cut it round to fit the orbital, and he's got, more than likely his orbital's got like a hook and loop on it, and he can just go right on the top of that and do the whole countertop with brown.
Okay.
What we're doing is we're polishing it, right? Then once
yeah.
he does the whole thing with the brown, then he's going to do the green.
Okay.
And then when he does the green, he's going to do the white. But when he does the white, he's going to take a little spray bottle of water and just kind of spritz it a little bit, and now we're going to start to polish it. And when he goes back and forth on that white, it's going to shine like the top of the...
Kreitzer Building!
Oh, I was going to let her say it. Joyce knew that. Why did he wait until he would take away thunder? Joyce, it's going to shine like the top of the...
The top of the building.
See, she
Thanks,
needed me.
Joyce.
And did you catch that I said my last name, my old last name? I used to
the
think
Kreitzer
it was
Building? You thought it was the
Kreitzer
Building?
Building?
Oh, that's good. It was a reference from Annie, Joyce.
I see. Okay. I remember the ball guy.
Did the boss get it?
Uh-huh.
All right. Do me a favor. When you're all done and it works.
This is just a long, tedious job of going back and forth with water, and it dries in between. Is that right?
So the brown is dry, the green is dry, the white is dry and wet.
Yes, but I mean, as you're doing it,
yep.
with the white,
yeah.
the water evaporates, and so
correct
to put more on.
Well, you're spritzing it, and then all of a sudden he's going to, you know, your husband, what's your husband's name?
Leonard.
Yeah, Leonard's going to look at it. Do friends call him Lenny?
No, they call him Len.
All right, whatever. Whatever.
And a few other names, he said.
Right, well, sure, right. I don't want, yeah, poor Lenny. Okay, so you're going to start in one corner, and you're going to see, he's going to see how it comes back to life. It's going to be amazing.
Right.
He pushed a little more. But the thing is, the lighter the color of the Scotch-Brite pad, the finer it is.
Okay.
See what I mean? That's what we're going for, the real fine stuff.
Sure. Does Ace sell this stuff?
Yes. They should. They should.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Appreciate you very much calling this morning. 8:55 in the morning. Let's talk to, hold on, something's in the way here. I can't see your name. Ann in Mount Prospect. Hey, Ann, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How can I help you?
I have a concrete ledge on my fireplace, and it's really dirty. It's got a lot of soot on there and nail polish from the children and all kinds of stuff. So how do I get that clean?
Okay. This is going to be, this is a product that I have personally yet to try, but I talked with the people that sell it and they showed it to us and they say that this is going to work and I want you to try it too. It's okay. Called Superzilla. It's
Superzilla.
It's a it's a lubricant and a cleaner. And it specifically is designed as a cleaner. Like, one of the things it's super effective on is soot, and it'll help with the nail polish too.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. So just wipe it out.
Spray it on. Let it sit there for a little bit. Use a little scrub brush, like a nylon scrub brush. Work it in. Wipe it off.
Awesome.
I know.
And I could get that anywhere at my friendly
Should be
Ace
able
hardware.
To get it at your friendly Ace Hardware store.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. I appreciate you calling this morning. 8:56 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Would you please say the word kibitzer with the emphasis on the kib instead of the kibitzer?
Oh, say shalom bimromav.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
You said kibitzer.
With Lou Manfredini.
Say shalom aleinu.
I've said the kibitzer instead of kibitzer.
He's here to take your calls.
Wait. Now say it again. How do I say it?
Kibitzer.
Kibitzer.
No, see, you said it wrong already.
To answer your questions.
Kibitzer.
Or just take some constructive criticism.
Kibitzer.
Right. Better.
Oh, and did I forget to mention his area of expertise? Call us with any of your home improvement questions.
Yahaseh shalom. Yahaseh shalom.
Hey!
Shalom aleinu ve'al kol
Yisrael. 9:10 in the morning, this hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Ace Hardware, Dykstra Home Services, and Hollabread is us. No, I'm just making that up. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I do like that Hollabread, though. That is good stuff, right? You don't know what Hollabread is? It's like a Jewish, it's a Jewish bread. It's kind of puffy.
Is it sweet?
It is sweet.
Oh.
It has kind of a shiny crust. Soft on the inside.
Like the Chrysler building.
I do know what you're talking about. Shiny like the Chrysler building.
Can you spell it? Can you spell the name of the bread?
Go Challah?
For it. Yeah, can you spell
no,
it?
No, no way.
Give it a shot.
No way. No.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Does it start with an H?
Nope.
It doesn't start. With
nope.
A J?
Nope.
How do you know this?
How do you know this?
I know everything.
Panionovich.
It starts with a C.
Really?
C-H-A-L-L-A-H.
I knew that.
Oh,
I mean, now that you're
saying
it, it makes sense.
Oh, I knew that, yeah. Domati, you knew that, right?
Ah, piece of cake.
Have you ever had challah bread?
Piece of bread.
Good.
I have not.
It's good.
Sam is a linguistic genius,
he
by the way.
Something
have you
else.
Heard him pronounce these names in these sports reports?
Well, think about
have
the last name that he think about the last name that he grew up with, right?
That's true.
He has been a tongue twister his whole life.
Very true.
Right.
That's
very
true.
Nice.
Canoe.
Well done, sir.
Canoe.
Canoe and a brew.
A brew.
A brew and a canoe. In the canoe.
There used to be a restaurant when my wife and I were first married, maybe dating even, on Halsted called the Canoe Club. And it was on Halsted. I bet people remember. It was a really cool place. And it was one of these places they used to bring you this broccoli relish tray. Why are you looking? Why are you making that face?
Well,
you don't like broccoli?
Good. I do love broccoli.
It's broccoli with a little raisin.
Mm.
And it was kind of sweet, and it had like this little white kind of almost like a cream cheese, but not heavy.
Hmm.
Like you saw the vegetables. It wasn't like it was in a mound of stuff. And they'd be like, oh, welcome to the Canoe Club. They'd throw that on the table. And it was like this little, little thing to get you going.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
So funny.
The Canoe Club.
How did we get here?
Well, that guy, Cano.
I'm kidding.
He could open up that restaurant again, and he could call it the Cano Club, and everybody would call it the Canoe Club when you came there.
We actually got here with Challah.
That's how we started.
Oh, my gosh.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after the 9:30 news. Here's Mary Lee in Shorewood. Hi, Mary Lee. You're on WGN.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have used a commercial product that's available to clean my toilets. But I have one that's a visitor's, so it's not used very often. And I left the product just sitting in there to self-clean to me. It has stained everything from the water line down to the bottom of the toilet, and I don't know how to deal with that.
Okay, wait. So, in other words, you poured it in the toilet?
I ran it around. It ran down into the toilet, and I left it sitting because it was already clean. But I thought it would be sanitary to do that.
I see.
And that product is sitting in there has now apparently stained the porcelain.
Okay.
All the way down to, okay.
And it is a white toilet?
Yes,
it is. Okay. What
it's under 10 years old.
What did you use? Can you tell me what you used?
Clorox.
Okay.
For that purpose.
Okay. All right. I want you to go buy a product called Wink. Okay.
W-I-N-K.
Yep. Wink makes a. They may spell it. No, it's W-I-N-K. Yes. Comes in a brown bottle. Comes in a brown bottle. Your local Ace will have it. It is only for white porcelain, and this is the only thing you're going to use to get this stain off. This does not get the stain out. You're either living with a stained toilet or you're buying a new one.
Oh, jeepers.
But you have a really good chance, Mary Lee, of this working. Okay?
Okay.
So follow the instructions. Flush that toilet a couple times to get rid of any chemical that may be left. And then use this per the instructions on the bottle and apply it. And it really is a terrific stain remover on white porcelain.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, sir. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope that it works. That's the key. So it really is a terrific cleaner for sure. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. 9:19 in the morning. Are you right there? Are you just right there? No? Anyway, my wife and I, welcome back. She came with me to New York this past week. I was there for a few days. And we went to go see Hello Dolly with
Are you talking to me?
Bette Midler. I'm talking to you and the listeners. And I'm telling you, if you get a chance to go to New York and see... Who's this?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
It's from Hello Dolly.
Anyway,
it was such
a fun show. If you're going to New York and you love live... my wife and I just really love live theater. And Bette Midler is 71 years old, and she is bouncing around the stage and looked like $1 million. And David Hyde Pierce is in, and the whole company of the entire thing was amazing. They were their voices were strong. It was just really a good show. So if you get a chance to go to New York and you want to see a really good show, I think she's only going to be in it until either maybe November is when she's there. And they're very specific about the days that she's there and not there. I think probably at 71, it's tough to do 8 shows a week. But if you want to go see a really good show, check out Hello Dolly in New York. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Kathy's in Mount Prospect. Kathy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I'm so glad to hear from you. I really need some help.
Okay.
I'm dealing with a home in Norwood Park. It's a brick home that was built in the 1930s. And on the one side of it, we're having water damage issues on the inside walls. I've had a couple companies come out. One, I've had the roof replaced. And then I also have talked to two different companies regarding tuck pointing, because it also apparently needs tuck pointing, but they have differing opinions on what needs to be done. One was inconclusive. The other seemed to think that the lintels over the three windows have on that side of the home have given way and need to have the lintels replaced and courses of bricks above replaced and worked on. And
How old is this house?
It was built in the 30s, 1930s.
Okay. And when I'm going to stop you. When you look at the windows, the lintels, for those who don't know, it's the metal angle iron that goes across the and a window opening from brick to brick to support the brick above. Do you notice that the brick is sagging over the windows? Do you notice any separation or excessive rusting?
I can see rusting. Yes, I can see that. Yeah. And there are brick issues, and I will say, and the interior damage and the walls inside are to the sides of each of the windows.
Okay.
The roofing company came back and said it's not the roof, that it's other things. So I'm not quite sure where to go. I've had a couple companies that I've called that haven't responded to my request for them to come out and look at this. So I'm not quite sure where to go and not sure who is correct.
So it's built in the 30s. This is a true masonry home?
Yes, it is.
All right, so you have two swaths of brick. You've got the exterior facade, and then you've got an interior swath of brick, and then your walls are furring strips and plaster?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And when you look, and so the damage is on the walls surrounding the areas where the windows are.
Yes, that's correct.
And when I look at those windows on the outside, at the brickwork in particular, above the vertical portions on either side of the window, you do see some cracking and or sagging of brick that has a relationship to those lintels over the top of the windows.
Appears to be, now one of the windows where there's major stuff is on the second floor, so I really
can't see that
specifically. But it looks like there is mortar missing or something going on with the bricks up there.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you driving now?
I'm parked.
When you get home,
yes.
I want you to go to the side of the house where these windows are, and I want you to put your face against the side of the house, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to look at is I want you to look at the plane of the brickwork. In other words, you're going to kind of put your eye on there and see, oh, here's the brick, the wall. It's nice and flat. When you look at the portion that's over the window, if you notice that that's at all bulging out a little bit, something you wouldn't be able to see except from that side, you know, if your eye shows you like, wow, it's kind of sticking out a little bit, you know, that whole diagnosis of the lintels needing to be replaced and reset is probably a valid one.
Okay.
Based on how you're describing this issue with the water coming in around those windows, it sounds like a plausible solution. That additional tuck pointing is probably what you need.
Okay. That's kind of what we were leaning to, but that was one company told us that. The other one was inconclusive about where the water was coming from, and they had looked inside, outside, up vents, and the whole thing, and they couldn't say definitively what it was. So,
I mean, the only other way that you're going to diagnose this, it's half a dozen one way or the other, is you could break out all the plaster, in those areas so that you can see the brick walls, right? And then you're going to be able to kind of really diagnose, even though the water can travel, you're probably going to figure that out. But probably the more prudent place to spend your money would be in that tuck pointing and brickwork as well. Now, there's a tuck pointing company that's been around for a long time that I used to use years ago called Galewood Tuck Pointing.
Okay.
All right. And do you have a pencil? You're stopped?
I'm writing that down as we speak.
708.
Okay.
452. 7900.
Okay. I will give them a call.
Give them a call and get another estimate from them and do that thing with your face against the wall and say, huh, look at that. I can see it puffing out.
Okay.
All right. At least that'll help you with some peace of mind with that diagnosis.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's just not knowing,
I understand. It's super frustrating. I get it. It's really frustrating when you have the water issues, and then, you know, we get all this rain and just stuff's leaking all over the place. You don't even know what's going on. So I get it. I totally get it. Thanks so much for the phone call. I did talk about the remote. It's not next week. It's the week after.
Yeah, that's what you meant. It's Hometown Voices. You're going to be there, too. 9:28 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Yeah, well, let's see. We are going to do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. Isn't it your husband's birthday?
It is tomorrow.
Happy
He's
birthday,
an old man.
David.
Thank you.
Yeah,
He's
how did you marry such an old man?
He's taking me out on the town tonight.
Yeah, what time are you going out?
We have dinner reservations at 8:45, which I can handle. But then we're going to a live music show. That
it's his birthday.
11:30 p.m. Do you know what time I've been up since this morning?
Yeah, don't. Listen, when you're having fun, don't call me and tell me what you're doing.
And I didn't even tell you this. We're going to Ravinia today at noon with the girls to see Lori Berkner. She's like a kids musician.
Yeah.
So we're taking all the girls.
That's
awesome. It's a long day. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm rolling over at 11:45, I'll be like, oh, she's out of the show.
Oh, she just got there.
Right, exactly. Have fun.
It'll be fun.
It'll be a great time. Happy birthday, David. That's awesome.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
How many text messages did we get about cats?
Wait. Oh, my gosh. You know what? A lot of text messages we just did get. Thank you.
What?
Lori Berkner is canceled today. This Ravinia show, I guess.
Oh, no way.
Because she's stuck on the East Coast, and it looks like Ravinia might be underwater.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, maybe that'll happen for your 11:45 show. Oh, David, I heard that the club is underwater.
This is perfect.
Just tell him that. I got this text message.
Anybody know about the Concord show tonight?
Right. Sam, do you ever heard of the band Concord? Domity, you ever heard
of
the band Concord?
That's the venue, Lou.
The venue. What's the name of the band?
Circles Around the Sun.
Have you ever heard about Circles Around the Sun?
I have not.
No, it's like a total, nobody's heard of them.
Aren't they the ones that said, we had fun, we had circles in the sun. What's that song?
That's Dispatch, I think. That's another band.
No, that's like a 60s song.
Oh.
Dispatch. Can you sing it again, though? I'm actually going to look this up.
What's the name of the band?
Circles Around the Sun.
Circles Around the Sun. It was like a 60s song. We had joy. John, who sang that song? We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
Oh.
That's what it was.
That's it.
Seasons in the sun. And it's true.
Ravinia who sang Seasons in the Sun?
Terry Jacks.
John used to play that when he was a DJ.
No, I can leave now. I'm like listening to this in the hall. I'm thinking, you know you're on the air, right?
Yeah.
It's Seasons in the Sun.
Okay,
we
well,
joy,
I just... Right, I was...
Terry Jacks.
Okay.
Goodbye, Papa.
Right. Thank you.
Family.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. We should do it as a rejoin.
Please. Can you start singing it? Do a little duet and then I'll add into
the... No. Well, the band she's going to see tonight, whatever this band is,
Circles
they play...
Around the Sun.
They don't... It's all instrumental.
What got this started?
Right.
She
it's all
Circles Around the Sun. And
correct. Joy, we had fun, we had
seasons
in the sun.
The sun.
Right. He's walking outside. He knows I've got it wrong, and you have to come correct me.
All I know is you listen to my show a lot, and I appreciate that. And you're often yelling at the dashboard going, this idiot, he's doing it wrong. It's this thing.
I don't do
and
that.
For once, I got a chance to correct you on something. Who gets to fix Mr. Fix-It? So this has been my joy, my season.
Did you get your air conditioner fixed?
Yeah, well, by fixed, if you mean, did we buy a new one? Yes.
With your new house that you just bought?
Yeah. We moved in and
Tell me the seller offered you a home warranty.
Those home warranties are not what they're cranked up to.
I know they're not, but you didn't get one?
I had one once and didn't need it, so we said we don't even want a home warranty because we are that clever.
But now that air conditioner works great.
Oh, boy, it does. It better. It's brand flippin' new.
No.
Hey, Lou, I found something in the archives.
What's that?
When you see them, I'll be there.
Here it is.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
Yeah, now this, Sam, this would be music that Lindsay would go hear.
This is not. I shouldn't say that. It's a great song. It's a great band.
That's good.
But this isn't the original.
It's not the original.
No, it's a mashup.
Yeah, that's good.
I wasn't around, sorry.
Right.
So you have brand new air conditioner. Works great.
Yeah, thank you for that, Lou.
All right, good. You're welcome. I didn't do anything. I didn't replace it.
I do need another. I still need a handyman and an electrician.
I have the handyman.
Okay.
And I have the electrician.
All right, I'll talk to you off the air.
All right, fine.
I'll get out of your way.
We're doing Just Text Me now.
Bye.
John Williams coming up in just 20 minutes. All right, what do you got for us?
Well, we do have a lot of cat attacks.
I'm not a cat hater.
Some person changed the station because they called you a cat hater. I know.
Okay. See, this is the problem with society in general. First of all, I'm not disagreeing with anybody. If you love cats, God bless you. Okay? I don't hate cats. I'm just asking the question, why can't they go in the bathroom?
I can tell you I have a whole slew of texts here that can tell you. And some do go to the bathroom. Did you know that outside?
That's the question I'm asking. I'm not a cat owner.
Nope. But I'm not going to.
Okay, fine.
Okay, right. Lou, I just moved into a new townhome with a fireplace. I haven't used it, but I have a burnt wood smell. Previous owner claimed it was cleaned last season.
Well, the burnt smell can be coming from the stone around it. So cleaning that soot could be beneficial to removing that odor. If you're not certain about the owner said, oh, I had it clean last year and it's fine. Having the chimney cleaned is not an expensive proposition. And so I would just, for peace of mind, have it done. I will tell you this. When we have high humidity levels, as we've had the past several weeks, you will get more odor because the stone absorbs all this moisture and then it kind of dispels that soot, and then you get the smell, in particular if you're air conditioning a home. It's just a natural kind of almost like a physics thing that's going on. So for me, my money, since I would have it cleaned so you have the peace of mind and inspected, and then cleaning the soot off with any kind of cleaner really on the outside, washing the masonry with even spick and span and warm water can make a huge difference.
Okay. Sorry, I turned my mic off. Good morning. What is the best way to get rust stains off concrete?
I would use a solution 50-50 mix of CLR, warm water, a wire brush, work it into a froth, let it sit there for 10-15 minutes, scrub it again, and rinse.
Thank you. How do you get rid of creeping Charlie ground ivy?
Not easily. You're going to try and pull as much as you can out, which is laborious and it's hard work. Then Ortho makes a creeping Charlie concentrate that you put in a sprayer and spray over the lawn. It'll kill the weeds, and it's not supposed to kill the lawn. Test it in an area first just to see how it goes. And you need to repeat that treatment in about a month. To try and eliminate it. And then after that, try and reseed and also change the soil pH by using some lime in the soil.
Okay. Thank you. And next, what can I use to remove wood stain that leaked from a can onto porcelain tile and stained it? I tried mineral spirits, but it didn't remove all of it.
Try Goo Gone Pro Power and a brass stripping brush. Work it into the porcelain because it's super porous. Let it sit there for a little bit, and then use a damp soapy water rag to wipe up the residue.
Thank you, and that's this week's Just Text Me.
All right, very nice. 9:44 in the morning, 312. Thank you for the text messages. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is... Well, let's talk to Ann in Lake in the Hills. Hi, Ann. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a question about LED light bulbs. I'm using an LED bulb on the outside lights mounted on my garage. And I noticed that when the lights are on, it's interfering with the AM on the radio station.
Right.
It's all staticky.
Right.
And then if I turn the switch off, AM comes in perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a light bulb brand or a certain thing that I should look at using LEDs that would not interfere?
Yeah, so this is a little bit problematic with some of the manufacturers because, you know, there's literally in an LED bulb, there's a little electronics in it that operates it. And so you kind of have to try different bulbs. I don't know specifically of a, do you know what brand you have?
I think it's called Fight.
Fight. Yeah. So that's like the predominant brand out there, and they actually make a lot of bulbs for even the other manufacturers. Let me ask you this. The fixtures that you have in the garage, what do they look like? Are they coach lights?
Yeah, they're enclosed.
So you don't see you don't see the bulb?
No, you do see the bulb.
You do see the bulb. So it's a clear, it's like a clear glass.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where is the switch? In the house?
The switch is in the garage for the outside lights.
The switch is in the garage. It's a detached garage?
No, it's attached.
It's attached.
Right.
But
the light switch is right by, like, you know, where
the side door.
Enter, exit. Correct.
Got it. And that's how you turn the lights on that way.
Right.
You can try a different type of LED bulb. Let's see, where are you at? Lake in the Hills. So, like, if you go to your Ace, they carry those Fight bulbs, but they probably also carry a light bulb called Green Max, okay?
Okay.
And you could buy a couple of those bulbs and try it. You know, maybe tell the guys at the store, look, I've got this problem. I have these Fight bulbs interfering with my, I can't listen to WGN radio. And so I need to try these bulbs. And, you know, if they don't work, I'm going to bring them back. I mean, be upfront with them. You know what I mean? Because it's an interference thing. And then maybe buy, they should have the Green Max, and they carry in, the GE makes some. You know, maybe you buy a couple so that you can try them out. And then you'll get one. You'll get one that works. And then, you know, if you're upfront with them and you keep your receipt in the packaging, you know, you should be able to return them no problem.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you, Lou.
All right. Appreciate
it.
You got it. Thank you so much for calling. That is something we need to address because that's not good for being on AM radio. We need to figure out why those bulbs don't work. I do know that they're coming out with bulbs that have some kind of filter in them. I've seen the prototypes. I haven't seen them in use yet, but I've read some stuff on the prototypes because interference is a problem with a lot of different frequencies of things like even cell phones and some of the Wi-Fi frequencies, because they're all different frequency levels, but there's like a little interference that's causing a little chatter and chop. And so they're trying to address that, and they will. And sooner or later, they'll come up with some standard that this will not exist anymore. We're still in the process in this LED transition to make sure that everything's completely compatible with what's going on. And it'll get there. It'll definitely get there. We'll be right back.
So long, farewell. I do.
Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thanks, Lindsay, for producing, Bob for hitting the buttons, and for Sam doing sports and Domati on the news. Let's talk to Joe, who's in Hoffman Estates. Joe, you're our last caller this morning. How can I help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have my vanity, the hot water and cold water levers. When I turn the hot water on, it comes out fine. When I turn the cold water one on, the pipes are like knocking.
Just on the cold water side.
Correct. Just on the cold water side. So when I turn it on by itself, it knocks. And then when I have the hot water and I turn the cold water on at the same time, it knocks also.
Constantly, just for a little bit and stops, or what?
No, it just keeps going.
All right. And this doesn't happen when you flush the toilet, doesn't happen when you use the tub?
No.
Okay.
Just for the vanity.
Single lever or two levers?
Dual, yes. Separate.
Separate. Okay. Yeah. I think you've got some kind of deposit or debris in the cartridge of the cold water side of the faucet.
Okay.
So first thing I want you to try is go to the vanity, and you've got shutoffs underneath the vanity?
Yes.
All right. Turn the cold water all the way off.
Okay.
Then just turn it a quarter turn on and turn the water on and see what happens. If you reduce the volume of water that's coming through, you may solve that problem without having to change the cartridge.
Okay.
If it still rattles, then turn it back off again, take the handle off, remove the insert, the valve insert.
Okay.
Go to the hardware store and say, I need one of these. and replace that, and I bet it'll solve the problem.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you calling this morning. Have a great Saturday. I appreciate all of you listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. It's time now for the John Williams Experience.
You make it sound like a condition.
Right. Well, are you going to do anything Williams about that? Yeah, I've got the. You're going to do anything about that rash?
looks like a bad John Williams experience. We're going to have a good John Williams experience today.